Hi, Nikki Touch here. Welcome to this very short Dognostics podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about respect. Why? Because without it, the world becomes a more miserable place. And respect comes in various forms, including respect for others, self-respect, respect for nature, and respect for laws. So let's talk about respect. What is respect? How we can be more respectful, and whether respect is owed, earned, or both. Hi, good morning, it's Nikki here with Dognostics. Each month when we look at putting Teamnostics information together for your monthly subscription, we normally have a list of topics that are things that are pertinent to that time and other things that might be hot buttons that we feel are really important to talk about. And this is a topic that I've had on my list for a long time, and it's sometimes been bumped down the list because other things have seemed more important. But today I was thinking about this old word and concept of respect and what that really means and how that plays out in our everyday lives, whether it's on social media, whether it's with friends and family, or whether it's with our business or work colleagues. So I thought what I'd do today is look over some of the research that I've done about respect and talk about that, because I think it's something that we can all use in our lives, not just month by month, but sort of week by week, day by day, in fact, even in many cases, minute by minute. So let's start by looking at what is respect. It plays such a meaningful part of all our lives, and it can be seen in many different forms. It's the way that we show appreciation to the valuable qualities of others, and we are all worthy of appreciation. We all have valuable qualities. We often think about respect as being something that we do to those or toward people that have a position of authority. But respect is not just limited to those who appear or have more power than we do. It's about all of us. Because without respect in our lives, there would be a great deal, there is already a great deal of conflict. There would be a lot more conflict. So it's really important that we incorporate respectful behaviors into our lives and also our workplace. For many people, if they work in a structured or formal or sort of corporate environment, there are lots of sort of zero tolerance policies that sort of force us or shape how we behave in the workplace. But when we're not in the workplace, we tend to behave differently. And I think that's quite sad, because I think policies that respect diversity and inclusivity, and policies that stop us from discriminating and using biases to impact how we treat people, and certainly policies about respect. I mean, this is all part for me about being a human being, and being a human being is a team sport. We're all as valuable as each other. So let's think about, as we move forwards and talk about this concept of respect, about it being about the way we treat everybody, our children, our spouses, our partners, those people we work with, our neighbors, our family, everybody in our community. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, respect comes in various forms, and some of the forms are things like respect for others. There's also self-respect, respect for nature, respect for the laws of the land. And every form of respect is a valuable contribution to our success and our happiness. It's important not to lack courteous gestures to those around us. If you think about it, to be pleasant and polite and courteous, and to be able to display behaviors like empathy and ethics, you've got to be respectful, haven't you? So how do we define respect? Well, the word can be defined in many ways, and this concept is often based on our individual interpretation. It's like so many other things in life. We all approach things slightly differently. based on our backgrounds and our preferences and the type of social guidelines we were exposed to when we were young. So if I was to write down as a paragraph what I thought respect meant and asked all of you to do the same, we might come up with slightly different variations. The word respect actually comes from the Latin word respectus, meaning to regard, to consider, or to look back. And respect is all about observations and acknowledgement. And it's essential that we show respect to other individuals. It's important that we pay attention to their beliefs, along with accepting and valuing those beliefs. It's about thinking and acting in a positive attitude that shows care, consideration, or concern for others, as well as ourselves. Respect is important in allowing us to feel safe and voice our thoughts and opinions. And there are many simple ways that we can respect others each and every day. So whether you have time right now or whether you can make a note of it in your calendar, I think it's really important to take a few minutes of your time and think about how easily it is to do the following things that I'm going to touch on really quickly. Because these are the types of things that ensure, if we pay attention to them and focus on them, that ensure that we are respectful in our approach to life, to other people, to ourselves, to the law, to just everyone, everybody, everything on this wonderful planet that we all share. So here's a few simple ways that you can show respect. You can offer help. You can be on time for appointments and meetings. You can take responsibility for your own actions. You can listen, actively listen to learn rather than just listening on a superficial level. You can say please and thank you. And you can respect other people's personal space. I posted something on Facebook this morning that actually reminded me of my time when I lived back in South Africa many years ago. I worked there. And I actually met and married my husband there, who worked for the American Embassy. And his boss was a gentleman called Ambassador James Joseph. And I loved Ambassador Joseph. He was such a wise man. And he posted something on LinkedIn a few days ago that I'd heard him say so many times, 25, 26 years ago. And it was sort of the motivation to talk about respect today. And one of Ambassador James Joseph's personal expressions was, and I think for me this just sums up what it is to be a human being: I want to be me without making it difficult for you to be you. Just think about that. I want to be me without making it difficult for you to be you. And I don't think you can do that unless you understand the concept of self-actualization, respect, empathy, because that then enables you to think about and to cherish the fact that we're all so different, we're so diverse. And oh my God, how exciting that is. Can you imagine what a boring, boring planet Earth would be if we were all the same? So think about Ambassador James Joseph's words of wisdom. Every time he spoke, he showed the extent of his wisdom and his empathy and his ethics and his passion for people. So let's look at self-respect, because we often recognize the importance of respecting others, but it's just as important that we have respect for ourselves. Self-respect encompasses intrinsic worth, or simply put, pride and confidence in ourselves. And you can learn to practice self-respect by challenging yourself in ways that include standing up for yourself and understanding that not everyone will have respect for you. But while you do that, continuing to have respect for others. Self-respect includes distancing yourself from negativity in order to create a positive mindset that will then contribute to your success and the success of all your endeavors. So respect for others and self-respect go hand in hand. By respecting yourself, you're building your own character. And the character that you're building is one that's full of love and motivation. And that is essential before you can learn to respect others and have others respect you. In terms of respect, there's also these two main concepts between owed respect and earned respect. So what exactly does that mean? Because being owed respect and earned respect are very different. And the balance between the two of these concepts helps in the contribution of success and having good relationships amongst your peers and the people you work with and your family and your friend. So owed respect is respect that should be given to each individual member in the workplace. With owed respect, all members are able to feel valued each day, which leads to so many great benefits to the individuals at work, the business itself, and of course the customers or the clients. We owe respect to one another. We have to ensure that we all feel included in the conversation. And owed respect is not just confined to those in the organization or the family or the team that are considered higher up, but to each individual, as we all possess our own strengths. In contrast to owed respect, earned respect is the recognition of high performance or considerable strengths. So earned respect often deals with status, things like rewards and promotions. And not everybody in the organization will have earned respect, only those that are dedicated and consistently display high qualities of high performance. In order to create a balance between these two concepts of respect, it's critical to understand the difference between the two. With understanding and recognition of our behaviors associated between owed respect and earned respect, we can all work together to enforce a positive workplace that motivates all of us by rewarding those of us with greater strengths and talents while continuing to show respect to every member in the workplace at the same time because they deserve it. So showing respect for your workplace is just as important as showing respect to those that work within it, because respecting the workplace is all about professionalism, or how you properly conduct yourself in your profession. Acting professionally guides you in creating a long and successful career. But there are rules and regulations that must be followed in the workplace if you're to be professional. And it's our own individual responsibility to abide by these protocols. We also always have another choice, remember. If you're working somewhere where you feel that the normal organizational culture or the protocols are not in line with your values, then rather than being unprofessional or behaving unprofessionally, you can always leave that organization and find one that you feel is better suited to you. So let's look at some of the ways that you can show respect for your workplace and the organization that you're in, even if you're the boss. These include things like taking responsibility and initiative for your work. As individuals in the workplace, we're responsible for getting to work on time, performing to the best of our abilities while helping others, and staying at work until we've completed our work assignment, whether that's by a project or whether that's by a number of hours or a specific time. We can dress appropriately. We can make sure we follow the right dress code and that our clothes are clean and neat and comfortable and that we're able to perform our job correctly given what we're wearing. We can take responsibility to remain in good health and to be clean. Some jobs are very demanding or very tiring on the body, and it's important that we in our life create a lifestyle that supports the job that we've chosen to do, whether that's to get enough exercise or to sleep appropriately or to just have a nice, well-balanced diet. We have to look at rules such as, you know, tobacco use and other things that in the workforce or in the workplace, when we do them, can show a disrespect for others because they could be harmful to others. So it's important that we respect all of these different types of regulations because there's a reason for why they've been implemented. And if you don't understand the reason, then go ahead and ask so that you're better educated and therefore more empowered to make the best decisions for you in your chosen workplace. Confidentiality is an important aspect of being professional and recognizing that a lot of what happens in the workplace is confidential, and we shouldn't always participate in sidebar casual conversations. We certainly shouldn't be doing that about our co-workers. If you have a relationship with somebody in your workplace and you find yourself constantly sort of having post-meeting conversations and laughing and mocking at your work colleagues, I would consider that highly unethical and highly unprofessional. And often those types of relationships become very toxic without the people that are participating in them realizing how toxic they are. And indirectly, it impacts how you treat other people, whether you realize it or not, because you're going through a conditioning process. It's why we shouldn't tell jokes about minorities or groups of people, because even though they may appear funny on the surface, it actually impacts the way you think about people and therefore the way you treat them. And that's just not respectful. At work, you should always embrace a positive attitude because your attitude impacts on the pride that you take in your work and the impact that your behavior has on your work, but also the pride and impact that your behavior has on the workplace and others that are in the workplace. So let's be really careful about making sure we embrace a positive attitude. As we all know, respect is a two-way street, isn't it? A respectful work environment requires reciprocal respect amongst those that work there. And the first step to ensuring that there's mutual respect, whether it's an organization you own and manage or whether it's one that you participate in, is to understand that every single person in that organization is part of the same team, working towards hopefully the same goals. And mutual respect works when everybody in that team is entitled to an equal voice. Employees who share mutual respect understand problem solving, and rather than fighting over issues, they'll constructively discuss the problem. They'll work towards finding common ground, and then they'll come up with solutions that are beneficial for all the stakeholders, the organization, the ownership, the employees, the boss, the customers. If you want to earn respect, you've got to be worthy of gaining respect. You can't earn respect if you don't show respect for yourself and for those around you. And the key to earning respect is to think of others. Pay attention to the people around you. Help those who require assistance. Earning respect is the result of giving respect to others. And a respectful individual does not ever belittle those whom they feel have less power. So here's a few ways in which you can earn respect by giving respect. This is another of my little bullet point lists. And I think, again, when you have some time, take the time to think about some of these things. So the ways in which we can earn respect by giving respect. Honor the promises that you've given. Many years ago, I worked in a workplace where one of our golden rules was that if you make a commitment to somebody, you would deliver. And that we didn't just make commitments lightly. And they could be commitments about working on a project, a commitment to turning up to a meeting reliably. It didn't matter. We also never told people what to do. We asked them, is this something that you feel you could do for us? And if the individual said yes, it was then, and that's a commitment. And everybody understand the rules of the game that, but you also had the ability to say, well, I'm not sure I can commit to that. Because that then opened up dialogue like, well, how can I help you commit to that? What can I provide you with? What tools or resources do you need? what are the barriers or the obstacles for you not being able to commit to that? And that's really powerful dialogue. If you respect another person's time, they will show respect for you with yours. I know people sort of joke and laugh about being habitually late, but timeliness, tardiness is something that you do have control over. It's behavior that you can change. And if you consistently turn up late for other people, think about the message you're sending. Are you sure that you're not sending a disrespectful message? Do you respect someone else's time if you continually show up late? Or are you inadvertently saying my time's more important because I'm on my schedule, not the schedule that we agreed to? I think that's a really important one. Always focus on your surroundings. Understand your audience, know your surroundings, know the people that are there, and treat people appropriately. Here's one of my favorites. Be inclusive and understand workplace diversity. Look around your workplace. Look at the people in your workplace that maybe you've worked with for a long time that you don't really know. Take the time to get to know them, to understand them, to build connections with them. Diversity is a wonderful thing. Again, I said earlier, I can't imagine anything more staid or more boring than being surrounded by people that are all just like you or just like me. I love different people. I spent 25 years of my life traveling all over the world for my job because I loved learning about new cultures, different religions, different people, different family values. It makes life such a rich tapestry. So make it one of your goals to reach out to the people that you work with, or maybe the people that are part of a membership organization you're in, other students at Dognostics, people that you see in the Facebook group, or on social media that you don't really know. Reach out to them, comment on a Facebook post, ask a question. Life will become so much more interesting the more diverse it is. If you want to earn respect by giving respect, then another important one is be truthful. Always be truthful. And don't be afraid to admit when you've made a mistake or something's gone wrong. One of the things that I say regularly to the teams I work with is, and it was something a boss said to me years ago, they said, if you're not making mistakes, you're not trying. Making mistakes is a part of success. Moving 5 steps forwards and taking 1 back because of an error, there's nothing wrong with that as long as the motivation and the intent are good. We all make mistakes. We learn from them. We move on. And most of the mistakes we make are not going to send the earth off its axis. Offer to help people. Even if you think that the person you're offering help to isn't necessarily going to accept it, always offer to help and be genuine and sincere when you offer help. Don't ever just sit back and watch people struggle. And you may offer them help because you think they're struggling, and they may say to you, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm not struggling. But show the empathy, have the compassion, and always stay open-minded. Understand that each and every one of us has so much to learn, and we all learn by sharing the different knowledge that we all possess. And you can only do that if you reach out and participate and become part of the team game of being a human. We can earn respect from others in so many ways. Start by being proactive and using your own skills and resources to achieve lots of impactful positive actions, because remember that these actions can be far more powerful than words. The last thing I'm going to touch on is the differences between being liked versus being respected. The human brain is a very social organ. We like to be part of teams, tribes, groups, families. It's what we do. We need to interact with other people. And it's an innate need of ours, or a desire, to be liked. When people like you, there is something about you that appeals to them. Think about that. When people like you, there is something about you that appeals to them. Being liked is considered dependent on the other person and what they enjoy. It's evident that you would rather hang out with someone that you like, but work for someone that you highly respect. Because being liked and being respected are not the same thing and shouldn't be used interchangeably. The idea of being respected becomes more dominant over being liked when you think about the workplace. Respect is often earned. We've talked about that already. Because you maybe have had great accomplishments and you've made important decisions. You've had a positive impact on somebody's life or their career in the workplace. Others might speak highly about your work performance, but in turn, think negatively about you personally. In other words, somebody may respect you as a boss or a worker, a team member, but dislike you as a person. Or they may like you as a person, but disrespect you as a worker. I think we've all experienced environments where we've worked with people that we like, but oh my goodness, we wouldn't want them to be our boss. And we might not even really enjoy them as being a team member. The most powerful and effective employers and employees are both liked and respected. Dognostics is an affordable, science-based, ethical educational provider for pet professionals. Dognostics offers a range of educational programs from webinars, short learning courses, all the way to multi-level certificate and diploma programs. Dognostics offers a different and unique educational experience for those working in the pet industry. Yes, we are different. Visit us at DognosticsEducation.com.